coming up on episode number 283. Well, once again, we take to the phones, we take to the emails, and we take to the forum postings and weblog postings, and we take your requests and put them on the show. It's a collaborative effort, right? You, me, we got this all down, right? It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is January 14th, 2006. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. A little bit hoarse tonight. I don't know if you can tell, but went to the Colorado Mammoth game yesterday. The Mammoth are a lacrosse team. Basically, we decided we couldn't afford to get season tickets for the Broncos, couldn't afford season tickets for the Rockies or the Avalanche, so we decided, hey, we can afford the season tickets to the lacrosse team, who actually last year took the national championship. So we have the number one national champion lacrosse team here in Colorado. How cool is that, huh? Anyway, we were screaming a lot at last night's game, and so my voice is a little bit hoarse, but you didn't come here to listen to my voice anyway, so you're probably not complaining a lot about that, right? On tonight's show, as I mentioned in the intro, it's your requests. We're playing stuff that you either emailed me or called me or sent an audio request attached to an email or posted something about it on the message boards. Songs you wanted to hear on the show, and this is really... this is what keeps the show, one of the things that just keeps the show going. If someone were to say, you know, doing a cover podcast, how many shows do you think that would you'd be able to do with that? I don't know. I don't know if I would have said 283 so far. So thanks to you, the listener, and introducing me to this new music, I'm able to turn it around and introduce it right back to you, the listener. So thank you so much for everything you do. My favorite Beatle, George Harrison, just in case you were wondering. And here's a cover of the Quiet Beatle himself. This is Sean Mullins, who I believe is one of, he's one of the group that had Matthew Sweet in it. They did a cover of the Jayhawks. let's jump right into it, shall we? It's a cover of George Harrison's What is Life? Got a couple questions on tonight's show. We're going to start off with What is Life? This comes from his 1999 release, The First 10 Years. Here's Sean Mullins.
I can't say.
That is How Soon Is Now, originally by the Smiths, great, great Smiths track. And I think just recently, well, maybe in the last 5 years, it was voted one of the best or voted the best song from the past 30 years or something like that. It wasn't the Rolling Stone 500, but it was something else that they did recently, and that one came out number one. How Soon Is Now? But that one was a cover. It's not the Smiths version, as you probably know. It was by a group called Pet Engine, and it comes from a CD called Gag Me With a Spoon, which was a bunch of covers of 80s tracks. Julie wrote in to request that one. Thank you, Julie, for suggesting that. Before that was What Is Life, suggested by Cody in Phoenix. He says he heard it in the Big Daddy soundtrack and found it a little more edgy than the original, but still keeping the nostalgia of the song. Absolutely. Performed there by Sean Mullins, who is a member of the Thorns with Matthew Sweet, as I mentioned at the beginning of the song. That comes from The First 10 Years, a collection that he put out in 1999. Really quickly, I want to tell you about our sponsor for today's show, Audio Engine, Audio Engine 5, these fantastic speakers that, we really put them to a lot of use over the holidays. We had guests over, we had company, and when we were eating in our dining room with family gathered around the table for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, whatnot, playing games, board games, whatnot, we had the Had the Audio Engine speakers sitting by our side with my iPod plugged into them. I put together some playlists. Now, what's really cool, a few really cool things about these speakers. Number one, and first and foremost, well, you buy speakers for, you buy them because they sound incredible. These speakers sound amazing. They absolutely sound incredible. Rich bass as well as distinct treble. You can pick out instrumentation in songs that maybe you didn't know was there. You can hear whispers, or you can hear hi-hat in songs that you didn't realize had hi-hat. Very, very slick. Second is how they look. I mean, you can have these things out in your living room. You can have them showing everywhere. You know, basically, they are gorgeous enough that you can have them in the common areas of your house and not worry about the them clashing with anything. They come in black and white with kind of a piano key finish, so that they're really glossy, really nice. And if you've got an iPod or you've got an MP3 player, works with the Zune, works with the Creative Ones, that charges via a USB cable. You can plug the USB cable into the speaker. Your iPod or your MP3 player will charge while you're listening to music via the 1/8-inch jack. And there's two of them. There's an 1/8-inch jack on top that you can plug in your MP3 player, and then there's a second one. So if you have this hooked up to your computer, for example, you can have audio coming through your computer as well as your iPod. So if you're playing World of Warcraft, for example, and you don't want to listen to the in-game sound, you don't want to have iTunes running in the background, you can just plunk the iPod into the same set of speakers and have two independent volume controls. Slick stuff. And they're just gorgeous. I'm going to put a link in the show notes that'll take you to their site. But also, if you go to, just to make it easier, because it's audioengineusa.com. If you don't want to remember all that, easy. Just go to coverville.com/audioengine, and I'll redirect you right over to their website where you can see these speakers and get an idea of how they look. And the only way to get an idea of how they sound is to pick them up. But trust me, they sound incredible. All right, let's get back to the music here. Had a request from Andrew. Does Andrew say where he is? He does not, but that's all right. Andrew and I were emailing back and forth about Neil Gaiman and Sandman and Tori Amos and all that. And in the middle of all that, he made a request for this, some Taya Gilmore, which I haven't played. I was looking back. I was surprised I hadn't played any Taya Gilmore on the show. But this is a beautiful, beautiful track. And it's a cover of the Buzzcocks, a song from the 80s called Ever Fallen in Love. Here's Taya Gilmore.
Fallen in love with someone you shouldn't have fallen in love with. Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen. And we're not little children, and we know what we want. And the future is certain, give us time to work it out. We're on a road to nowhere, come on inside. Taking that ride to nowhere, we'll take that ride. I'm feeling okay this morning, and you know, we're on a road to paradise. Here we go, here we go. Maybe you wonder where you are, I don't care. Here is where time is on our side, take you there, take you there. We're on a road to nowhere. We're on a road to nowhere. We're on a road to city in my mind. Come along and take that ride, and it's alright, baby, it's alright. And it's very far away, and it's growing day by day, and it's alright, baby, it's alright. They can tell you what to do, but they'll make a fool of you, and it's alright, baby, it's alright. We're on a road to nowhere.
That is Editors with a cover of the Talking Heads' Road to Nowhere. I played the Editors a while back. They did a great version of Gorillaz' Feel Good Inc. And still continuing that great style of kind of the deadpan delivery. I really like that track. That is Road to Nowhere by the Editors. Before that, you heard Ever Fallen in Love by Taya Gilmore, the cover of the song by the Buzzcocks, kind of our third in a set of question songs to open the show, unofficially, because I didn't plan that. If I would have planned that, then I actually would have done all six songs as questions, and I might still do that. Editor's track there was requested by Greg from New York. Thank you, Greg. You've requested a bunch of great stuff lately, so thank you for that. And then, of course, we start off the set with Ever Fallen in Love, requested by Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. All right, let's get another request here. And this, I have to admit, is a song that covers a track that I wasn't previously familiar with, although I do have a lot of Bjork. I even think I have the album that this song is from, but I did not recognize it immediately. This was requested by Tyson. Tyson doesn't say where he's from, but he requested a cover that's one of those gender crossing covers. where the original was done by, in this case, a woman, Bjork, and the cover is done by a male, in this case, Voltaire, from the album Boohoo. It's a song called Bachelor, but he changes it to Bachelorette. Here's Voltaire.
This is Craig from Perth in WA. That's not Washington, as you can tell by my accent. That stands for Western Australia. I'm a really avid fan of the podcast that you put out, although I'm finding it a bit hard to keep up with your prolific output. I've got a lot of them stacked up that I'm trying to listen back to. I was listening to the Coverville Countdown and heard Hotel California, that was by the Gypsy Kings, sung in Spanish. And I wonder if you've heard the version by the Australian group The Cat Empire. And even though they're Australian, they sing their version in French. It's a really slow, sexy sort of start, and then it speeds up in the middle and goes kind of zydeco. It's very cool. Anyway, I'd love to hear that if you haven't already played it. Keep up the good work, mate, and all the best with it. Cheers.
Ah oui. Bonjour. La la la, la la la. Allez. Sur une route droite de désert, y avait du vent dans mes cheveux. Des colitas s'élevaient comme l'enfer. Et puis loin devant moi, j'ai vu une lumière tout petite. Ma tête devient lourde, mes yeux se sont foncés. Il fallait m'arrêter pour la nuit. Elle était là, devant la porte. L'heure s'est sonnée tout précis. Et je me pensais, ce pourrait être l'enfer ou le paradis. Puis elle frappait du feu à bougie et l'intérieur s'est illuminé. J'ai entendu des voix dans la nuit. Qu'est-ce qu'il disait? Il disait: bienvenue à l'hôtel de Californie. C'est tellement belle. C'est tellement belle.
Oui, oui.
Y a plein de chambres à l'hôtel de Californie. N'importe quand, tu m'y trouveras certainement. Y a des miroirs sur le plafond et la champagne rosée. Elle a dit, on est tous que des prisonniers. Qu'est-ce qu'on a fait? Dans les chambres du maître, ils se sont congrégués pour la fête. Ils attaquent avec des blades de fer, mais ils peuvent pas tuer la bête. Je souviens d'une chose encore, je me suis cassé par la porte. Il me fallait trouver la route qui se finit d'or. Mais calme-toi, il est sécurité. Nous sommes programmés pour dire bonjour. Allez, vous pouvez dire au revoir quand vous voulez, mais vous n'allez pas dire jamais. Bienvenue à l'hôtel de Californie. Ouais, c'est tellement belle. C'est tellement belle.
Oui, oui.
Il y a plein de chambres à l'hôtel de Californie. N'importe quand, on m'y trouve.
That is the Cat Empire doing a French cover, an Australian band doing a French cover of the Eagles' Hotel California. That came out, my copy came out on the Like a Virgin CD compilation, which was released by the Triple J in Australia, a radio broadcasting group, I believe. And that was requested by Craig from Perth. Thank you, Craig, for your audio comment and for that great request. Before that, you heard Bachelorette, originally Bachelor by Bjork, covered there as Bachelorette by Voltaire on his album Boohoo. Now, Voltaire is a, well, really, he's a director. He's an stop-motion animator, and you've probably seen his work. He's done stuff for MTV, Comedy Central, Sci-Fi Channel, as well as doing some comic book work, Oh My Goth, for example. And in the late 90s, he started putting out music, I believe, and that comes from his, like I said, his 2006 release, no, I'm sorry, 2002 release, Boo Hoo, which he wrote apparently right after a breakup. Well, Tina is joining. Oh, I'm sorry, before I get to, hi, Tina, just wait, would you?
I will.
That was Bachelorette by Voltaire was requested by Tyson. I want to make sure I got that in there. Okay. Hi, Tina.
Hi.
You can talk now, so.
Okay. Aye.
So how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. You're not as hoarse as I am from the Mammoth game last night.
Yeah, no. Nope, because I really didn't yell much, and I didn't bang a cowbell.
That's a,
I was a bit calmer than most people.
Yeah, okay,
but it was
fine.
A fun game.
It was a fun game.
It's a lacrosse,
yeah,
in
I
case
talked about
people
it.
Didn't know. Oh, okay.
I talked about it early. Because I had to explain why I'm so hoarse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. I'm glad we have season tickets.
Yeah. Anything else going on you want to talk about before we jump into the trivia?
No, but I would like to comment really quickly.
Oh, no.
No, back to...
Which group are you going to alienate tonight?
I know. I won't. No, but what I was going to say is back to the tipping episode.
Yes.
Somebody had made a really great comment about what they do for their mail carriers, and they leave out a case of beer.
Oh, no, it's trash collectors, and oh, I believe it was either the UK or Australia.
It was Australia.
Was it Australia?
I remember
yeah.
that. And
yeah,
I thought that was so... That's a great thing to do, because I'm sure that they very much appreciate that.
Yeah, unless your trash man is a recovering alcoholic.
Right, and then what do you do? I don't know.
In which case?
I don't know. I have no
idea.
No,
but that is really cool.
It is very cool, yeah. So I just like that.
Okay.
Very fun comment.
Cool. Well, thank you for commenting on the comment. How's that? all right. Let's jump into Eric's Musically Challenged. We did this one a while back. It was a punk rock karaoke, and I was absolutely horrible at it.
Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well,
so
fun.
Hopefully the second one I'll do a little bit better. I think he's going to be a little more lenient on me. Here's Eric.
Hey, Brian and Tina. How are you guys doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
It's Eric from the Reanimator Records podcast again with another episode.
They never
Hi,
answer,
Eric.
They never answer back.
I know.
All right.
But of punk rock karaoke. Didn't really expect that first one was going to be as difficult as it turned out to be. And I think I talked a little too fast, so I'm going to try and slow it down. And I'm also going to try and give you guys something that you're probably a little more familiar with. So for those who... don't know the way this works, as I'm going to play four cover songs by a single punk band, and I'm looking for the band, the original artist, and the song title. And the big hint I'm going to give you is that this band has appeared on Coverville within the last year. So let's
cool.
get started. Here
oh,
is song
gotta
number
get
one.
It.
I would hope so.
Hello, hello. I love you so. And it all began when I ran into you not so long ago. That day I wanted to say hello. Hello, would you like to go?
What are we having to do?
We have to name who that group is covering.
Oh.
And we also have to name who that group is.
Wow.
All four songs are going to be by that same group. Should we do all, I don't know that first song.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's jump to the second one. Okay. Maybe we'll do a little bit better.
All right, moving on to song number two.
Well, I can see the colors, I can see the lights. I can see in my mind what the place should be like. Well, 3 a.m., 3 a.m. Where are my friends? I want to dance with them. Cause if I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get right, I want to dance it, dance. If I'm gonna get straight, yeah. Well, if I'm gonna get right, if I'm gonna get right, yeah. Well, if I'm gonna get straight, if I'm gonna get right, I want dancing, dancing late at night, alright.
Yeah, I got no idea on that one either. Oh my
God. I know. But you know, I mean, he gives us a long time to think about it.
Yeah, he does. It's almost got, I mean, I know it's not. It sounds like the Ramones a little bit, except for the vocals. That doesn't sound like Joey Ramone on vocals. It's a much higher vocalist. It also sounds a little bit newer, like it's maybe 7 seconds or...
I was thinking White Stripes, but I don't think that's correct.
I don't think it's White Stripes. But,
no.
But,
we need to brush up on our punk.
Yeah, we do. Maybe okay. we should be listening to the podcast, Reanimator podcast.
Oh, is that punk only?
Yeah, well, it's the podcast that Eric produces.
Right, but I mean, is it punk only?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we need to. All right.
Before we go on to song number three, I just wanted to say it was actually really cool to hear you singing along to Alone Again, or when you were trying to figure that out on the last punk rock karaoke. So here is song number three.
I'll sing along to this one, too.
That was quicker.
Yeah, that was quicker, but it, you know, even quicker wouldn't help me at all.
Song number four.
That's good. But it sounded, the group sounds familiar.
It does, yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Their sound really, I don't know. The vocals sound so familiar.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, number four. This sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Oh. Totally know that bass line or that,
Just the way the kids of steel will unlock the secret voice. Give in to each other. We take a chance on a friend.
God, I want to say Devo. Was that a Devo? I think it's a Devo track, and I can't remember the name of it.
Really?
Yeah. Shoosh, man. All right. Let's get into this.
I hardly know any Devo.
Okay. Well, if you guys want to pause and review, I'm going to give you a little bit of space, and I'll come back with the answers.
All righty. Do you need to pause? Do you need any more thinking on this?
All right. And now for the answers.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to tell you the name of the punk band. If you haven't guessed it, they are the Groovy Ghoulies from
Groovy Ghoulies.
California.
Okay.
Oh, you should have known that.
The first song was Hello, Hello, originally recorded by the Partridge Family.
Wow.
The second song was Dancing Late at Night, originally by Jonathan Richmond.
Oh, should know that one.
The third song was Look Out, Here Comes Tomorrow, originally by the Monkees, but written by Neil Diamond. And then that last song was Gates of Steel by Devo.
Okay. I gotta be happy about the at least getting Devo after skunking the whole rest of this.
No,
oh, my God.
No kidding.
Apologize
the Monkees.
For the sound quality on that. That actually came off of the vinyl. So the Groovy Ghoulies have been around in one form or another for pretty close to 20 years now, and I've seen them live a number of times. They always put on a really good show. In addition to that, they're just really nice people. I always wind up talking to the lead singer, Kepi. And we just kind of hang out and talk about music and some friends we have in common. And it's a good time. And they always do try to play all-ages shows when possible. Oftentimes, when they hit a town, they'll do an all-ages show one night or early in the night and then play a bar show later on. So if any of you have young teenagers and you want to take them to their first show, I highly recommend the Ghoulies. Their albums, which there are several, let me see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 CDs sitting here, and that's not including some of their side projects.
Wow.
They always try to include covers, and not just your standard punk rock covers. Where some punk bands play covers, ironically, they never do that. They always give it their all, whether it's the novelty tunes like King Kong Stomp or... cheesy heavy metal stuff like Beth, they'll play it straight. And, you know, you always can find something interesting on their albums. And, you know, they covered Bob Dylan and they've covered the Rolling Stones, but they've also covered, you know, Neil Diamond, the Monkees, and the Partridge Family. So that's it for tonight. Thanks for playing Punk Rock Karaoke. And I hope to see the listeners and maybe even you, Brian, over at MOG.com. Until next time, good night.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate that. Yeah, the Groovy Ghoulies track that I played before was a cover of Billy Bragg's New England, which I played a bunch of different versions of that. I played the Kirsty MacColl version, played the Billy Bragg version.
Hmm.
Yeah, so there you go. Groovy cool. Ghoulies. Sorry, Eric. I think we failed on that one, too.
Miserably.
Yeah, I guess we really don't know our punk as well as...
Oh, no.
But thank you very much, Eric, for sending that in. And Tina, thanks for coming down and helping me stare blankly.
Yeah. I know.
At the microphone for 10 minutes.
I know. I feel sorry for the listeners.
Well, no, you know, the listeners get to play along too, so they probably did a lot better than we did.
I know.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for tonight's edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for that.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening in for another show. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com, 206-222-2683 or 206-222-COVER, or post a message in the forums or on the weblog or on our garage door, wherever you want to send us a message, you can do that. We'll be back
I was going to say, no permanent paint, please.
Oh, yeah. Or eggs.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Tuesday night with another edition of Coverville. I might have an interview lined up for that one, but we'll surprise you if it happens or not. Otherwise, it'll be the James Brown tribute.
Oh.
So stick around for that, yes.
That's nice.
You like that?
That's nice. Yeah, I do like that.
All right. Well, Tina will tune in. How about you? And that is going to do it for tonight's show. So until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Have a good night. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CashFly.